See on CW contains adult language and discussions. If you're easily offended, do not continue to listen.
I love you.
My name is Oliver Queen.
You died. I went to your funeral with you.
The city didn't save
me. How are we going to do this into the time trip?
That was Rip. This is John Constantine.
That bolt of lightning chose
the future.
Because you can inspire
me.
My name is Barry Allen.
Oh, doubtful, mate. You see, I am an accomplished warlock, an expert of the occult, and a master of exorcism.
You people will become a team.
Hey, cuz.
It's good to see you.
This looks like a job for the both of us.
None of you will. Heroes. Legends. You have failed this city.
I don't
want to be called up.
Yeah. Girlfriend's a guy.
Hello and welcome. You are listening to DC on CW, the Flash Edition on Rain Man Digital. If you're listening from your desktop, download that Rain Man Digital app. You can take us mobile. It's available on the iTunes App Store and the Google Play Store. Simply search Rain Man Digital. You can also find us on demand through iTunes and Stitcher by searching DC on CW. Once you get over there on iTunes and Stitcher, leave us a review. It helps the show out a lot. We appreciate it. As always, I am your show host, Ryan Denton. We are back. In the studio with me today is Stephen Crouch.
What's up?
And Bobby Doherty.
Jesus Christ, you scared me. That was so loud in my ears.
I forget that you have ear. I'm sorry. I'm excited. We're back. I feel
Steve's
like we
down there turning his shit down because you're so.
He's like, God damn.
You're all pumped up.
He's like, fuck this guy. Let me put him down at one. I'm excited. It seems like we haven't been in here forever.
I'm in here every week. I don't know what your problem is.
Wow.
I'm joking.
Getting called out first show. All right.
I was doing other things.
I know. Today, we will be breaking down and discussing Flash Season 5, Episode 1, Nora. Team Flash meets Barry and Iris's daughter. This was... we've been kind of excited to talk about this to begin with, before even seeing this episode, what the repercussions behind the daughter, the bomb they dropped on us at the end of last season, and where we were going to go with that. So...
It's one of those things. I'm always glad they do the recaps at the beginning, like last season of Flash.
Right, right.
So I'm like, oh yeah, that did happen. Oh, that happened, and that happened.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It's so funny because it really, if you really think about it in the scheme of things, it's not that long between, you know, the season finale to the premiere, but you still forget.
How long was it?
It was like a couple months, like 2 months.
It felt like an eternity.
Months?
Was it months?
May to October.
Was it really May?
Maybe I just had a lot of shit going
on. It was right before Phoenix Comic Con we end.
Really?
Oh, that's right. I don't know why it felt...
It's been a while.
It has been a while. You're right. I'm glad they do the recap because you forget. I've legitimately was like, who was the bad guy last season? Fuck, I don't even remember. Like, it's weird, man. It's weird how much you forget when you're in here doing this nonstop every week. Talking about episodes, and then you go a couple months without talking about it, and it's boom, you don't remember shit.
Yeah.
So I'm glad they did the recap, and I'm glad that this season took off right after where we left off. Like there was no, you know.
What I'm looking for is when we get the other shows, because Flash came back way early. Like not early, but earlier than
a week earlier than everything else.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like almost a month ahead of Legends. And
oh, yeah,
usually we all are on the same timeline. And in the other shows, are they going to be advanced? Are they going to start at the same time? Like, what's going to happen? Because a lot of times it's like a couple months in the future.
Right.
This, you know, and.
Well, we'll talk about it later in the episode, but there's, you know, Wally's here running off to the Legends. So where is that going to show up in the show? Are they going to already be fast forwarded? So these are things that, you know, with Flash starting early, these are repercussions that we don't know about just yet. And what's going to happen? You know, do we know that? Does Barry know that Oliver's in jail? Do we know where we're at in the timeline with Flash compared to these other shows too as well? Because Flash being the one show that we always talk about, where does it fall with the whole time travel and shit that we always get? And we'll talk about that later too when we get into the episode a little bit more, because I think we all have some thoughts about where these repercussions on what's going to happen this season.
Time travel is scary.
Yeah, it is a scary sumbitch, dude. It is a scary – Steve's rolling his eyes, but it is a scary bitch, man. And we've had some pretty fucked up shit happen in this show because of time travel.
We've done it a lot of times now.
Well, you have to expect that with who we're dealing with as a superhero.
Fair.
I mean, you really do have to expect that. It'd be like, oh, we're going to have a season where Oliver doesn't shoot an arrow. Okay. All right, cool.
We had that, didn't we?
No, we didn't. I would say that there has never been one season where he hasn't shot one arrow.
He was non-lethal arrowing people.
Still shooting an arrow.
That's not my arrow.
Well,
my arrow kills
not my
people.
Arrow.
Not my arrow. Hashtag my arrow.
Make arrow great again.
Oh my God.
That's what it really stands for.
Stupid. All right. With that, guys, we're going to jump into some news. We're going to have a few things to talk about here. First and foremost, was it this week?
It was Monday.
Monday. DC, CW dropped the first image of Ruby Rose as Batwoman in the Batwoman costume. And I'm going to tell you first off, my first thought is, damn, it looks good.
It's probably the best one of all the shows.
It is
ever.
About as accurate as it fucking gets.
Honest to God, I thought it was fake.
Because it was so good.
It was so good.
Because it looks like when they do those
retouched
photos of what they would look like in a costume or what they would want, it looked fake for me at first until I saw it just start coming down from known accounts, not just some random.
No, I thought it was awesome.
I got to pull it up again because the shot of it is just so damn good.
And it's hyper realistic, right? Like everything's been kind of really
rendered.
Yeah.
And if you guys aren't familiar with the way she looks, she's got the flowing red hair. She has the bat cowl that kind of sits over the her head, but her hair comes out of it. And the suit, for me, the suit and the texture looks amazing.
Oh, especially in that cape, instead of doing like a pure red throughout the interior of the cape, it's got a pattern. It's got a pattern to it.
Yes.
It looks,
you know what it looks
sick.
Like? It looks like Batflex. It looks like his cape. You know how they did the leathery kind of look to it?
It looks like bat wings. Like the inside of bat wings.
Oh, yeah, the veiny kind of. It does look good. Don't laugh. I said veiny.
And bat wings.
Regardless of that analogy, it does look amazing, guys. And honestly, I agree with you, Steve. It's probably the best looking costume we've gotten to date. And mm-hmm. we'll talk about this later in the episode. Because I really like the new Flash costume. But
love it.
And I think this looks, so far, this is definitely the best. Until we get, you know, straight up, you know, maybe Oliver with the goatee and then maybe. But this is probably the best suit.
Oliver's never going to wear the freaking.
He's not going to wear the goofy Robin Hood hat. That's not going to happen. That's fine. I'm okay with that. But this, by far, is the best iteration of costumes that we've seen since maybe Ben Affleck's Batman costume on screen of any DC costume. So this is really, really, really impressive. And I agree. At first, I thought it was fake. But I'm excited. I'm excited. I think she looks great. I've never really been huge into Batwoman, but this one image makes me want to watch the show.
Yeah.
So sure. I'm super, super psyched about this. I don't know. When does this shows up in
the
crossover, right?
Yeah, crossover. It should be episode 8, which – the crossover is weird now because they announced with the shows and it's only Supergirl, Arrow, and Flash. No Legends.
So do we know why they did that or no?
And they titled it Elseworlds. And when we say Elseworlds, what do you think?
It's a what if.
Right. So
I don't think Batwoman's in this universe for real.
I don't think so either. And if you look at that picture real closely in the background, it's got Wayne Tower in the background, and it's the Wayne logo that we're pretty familiar with. But to your point, I don't.
When they use that word for comic book people, we know those Elseworlds stories are the stories that are not canon to any universe.
Yeah.
But they are probably some of the best stories we have. Mm. And I have a feeling that this was all just a ploy to get, and it's going to end up being an Elseworlds story, and that's why they aren't including Legends, because it's not in
universe.
It's not even in the universe, because that's just a multiverse thing.
So where does
Elseworlds isn't even a multiverse thing?
Where would it stand then?
A what if story?
It's a what if. It's a what if this happened instead.
That's stretching it, dude. Like, I'm not just taking away your guys's thought on it. I just think that you take Ruby Rose, okay, who is an established actor and has done some movies and done some stuff that people really like, Orange is the New Black and stuff like that.
It's perfect three.
And you throw her in this costume, which is perfect. and then you tease all the fans with this, and then you don't actually make it a canon thing, there will be fucking people pissed
she's
off.
She's supposed to get her own thing in 2019. So it's setting the stage.
Can't it be another you know, Earth like Supergirl is?
Well, and what I think they're going to do, if they do like go with this Elseworld thing, you got to remember, like, Black Lightning is technically an Elseworld type scenario.
It's not
in this universe. It's not a story that's in the Arrowverse. It's not on a different Earth. It is its own separate thing. So, I mean, that's the only thing. This is the problem when they start using comic book words and TV shows. Flashpoint. I mean, we're going to see this. We know Crisis is coming.
Yeah.
So we're going to see that with Barry here in our show. So
I'm going to play devil's advocate here for a second. The problem with not including her, and this is the fact that they took Supergirl. Okay, and they made it an Earth. What is it? 39? I forget if it's 38 or 39. Right? Is the world?
Yeah,
she's on?
Something like that.
So you've taken Supergirl, and you've made her part of the technically the Arrowverse, air quote, since she's on another Earth. You do the same thing with Batwoman, because now you've got your Supergirl, you've got your Batwoman. You put her on another Earth. She's part of this, because the problem with Black Lightning is that it's an amazing show, but it's not part of this. And the reason that I think this is different is because it is a bat, air quote, character, where if you didn't make it part of the universe, now that you have Supergirl and you don't make Batwoman part of the Arrowverse, I think you're missing out. And I think you piss off a lot of fans who have been waiting for this when this was announced. And then you piss them off by not including it, where I would like to see her interact with Sarah or the Legends.
Sure.
And there's, because of the fact of who she is, like who the character is.
Yeah.
Right?
There's
some fun stuff that could happen. So I think really you have to look at it in a fan perspective. And I'm talking to the people on CW, not you guys.
Yeah.
You have to look at this at a fan perspective. If you don't include this with Supergirl, not only are you going to piss off the LGBT community because she is the only gay.
She's not gay enough.
You piss them off. You piss off.
If you guys don't know, she quit social media because she wasn't gay enough.
She wasn't gay enough.
You know, my response to that, I'll let you get back on track there. Was Denzel Washington not Muslim enough to play Malcolm X?
Oh my God.
I'm just going to say, you imagine, like, this day and age,
it's stupid.
Actors can't be actors anymore. You actually have to be that.
You could take it one step further and say, was Tom Hanks not AIDS enough to play that role?
Oh my God. Anyways, back on track, because before I get derailed here, that one was fucked up.
Ryan's like, don't get derailed.
I'm trying.
You're like, how can I one up them?
I was gonna one up, dude. I thought about it. Okay, not only do you piss them off, you piss off the fans who have been wanting a bat character or a steady bat character to be on any type of show. And I know we're getting Titans and we're getting Robin. That doesn't even fucking count. Regardless, you take this character there are people who are excited for this. I know for a fact there are, and so. You piss off the fans, which is your biggest base anyways, right? I just don't see this being a throwaway thing.
I don't think it's throwaway. I think this is where it works for them. So Black Lightning being an example, this being an example, but also with everything that's going on with Titans, we were talking about it before the show about the lack of a connected DC universe as compared to the competitor.
Right.
It works for them to do this because it almost kind of explains itself. Because otherwise people are – the opposite of that coin is fans are pissed off because I'm not seeing all these people interact and play and fight together the way I want to see them. And there's a ton of reasons why that's not possible for licensing and all scheduling and all that other shit.
We're all realistic here.
But this kind of helps them explain that away easily, where if they're living in different worlds, they can play in their own little sandboxes. And then you don't have to worry about bringing them all together and having Titans cross over with Batwoman.
I think that's where Supergirl gets it right. And everyone knows on the network that I don't watch Supergirl, but I think that's where they get Supergirl right with, you know, Arrow and Flash, is that she's on her own Earth.
Right.
She only shows up at certain times, and it makes it easier for them to include her at those certain times. And I think that's where she doesn't show up all the time. It's not like it's not like on Arrow where Flash shows up, you know, he shows up more than
randomly
Diggle
shows up on Flash randomly.
It's not like that. With Supergirl, they get it right where she's in her own fucking world, her own Earth, and then she comes over for the crossover. And I think if you do that right with Batwoman and you do the same thing, she can work. And she could work in this universe and she could show up. And I think that's – you take that Supergirl formula that's working, that is clearly working, because I know you guys, you two love that fucking show. It's clearly working. So why not do that same formula with Batwoman where it's clearly that formula will work? And I think that's what they need to do. And at this point, don't tease us and tickle us with this Bat character and then take it away by saying, oh, by the way, you're not ever going to see her ever again in Arrow or Flash or any of these crossovers. I think that's where the mistake is if they do that. Now, we have been fooled by names before, a la Flashpoint. So Elseworlds.
That's the thing. It's like, I have a feeling here we're going to come because they're filming it now, I think Grant Gustin said on his Instagram. So it's like week 8, 9-ish, I think, is when the crossover starts.
Okay.
So again, we could be in here and be like, remember that argument we had for 20 minutes on the premiere?
We're an idiots.
We're dumb.
Yeah. Oh, well, it wouldn't be the first time we were dumb on something.
No, again, it's using those words that we're familiar with.
Yeah.
And us jumping to conclusions.
Yeah, I agree. Isn't that what we do in here? Jump to conclusions?
That's what we're paid for, right?
I was say, we get the big bucks for jumping to conclusions. Sound like a bunch of morons. All right. With that, guys, that's going to do it for news. We had an article, but I decided to go on a rant there, so we're going to skip that.
I just moved it down to the time travel stuff. So
perfect.
We're fine.
Okay, cool. So with that, guys, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will jump right into the season premiere of season 15. Five?
15?
15.
Holy shit, we time traveled.
Bro, if we...
Oh, my God.
Bro, if we get to 15, did you see Mike's face? He just about had a heart attack. Season 5.
Dude, I got to put out some shows.
Holy shit. Fucking 10 seasons behind. Season 5, Episode 1, Nora, when we come back from this break.
I'm already helping a bunch of idiot do-gooders. Sorry, I'm up to my fuzzy hood and teamwork.
DC on CW. We'll be right back.
This is Star Wars from the Bunker Tank Exclusive.
That keeps operations.
On Twitter today, Hamill tweeted out, "The to be continued," likely in reference to the still-secret subtitles of Star Wars Episode 9, if indeed the third film in the sequel trilogy begins with the word "the," it would mean that all three of the sequels had subtitles where "the" was the first word. It would also be the fifth of 9 episode movies that begin that way. That is fucking reaching for an article.
You just wasted 5 minutes of my day.
I literally took a gun, put it in my mouth, and I almost pulled the trigger after reading this article. Our listeners are going to do the exact same thing, Dave, because I put them through the same horseshit that I had to go through. Please quit writing articles like this.
Yes, I have to agree. Journalistic integrity, whatever happened to journalistic integrity.
This is also going to be the ninth movie where somebody wore robes and had shoes on. Go fuck yourself! Is comicbook.com really that desperate for clicks?
It's getting that bad now.
Who wrote this article? Russ Burlingame.
You're fired.
Go die.
But seriously,
are we the only people that get this angry over things, Dave? Like, I feel sometimes when I listen to the show back on the replays, I'm like, man, I get really aggressive. But are other people get annoyed by stupid shit? Like what Russ Burlingame made us go through?
You are not a journalist. You are not a journalist.
They should be Boba Fett, right? Boba Fetted right into the Sarlacc pit.
Yeah. I'm like, going,
they should die
you
early.
Just David, did no they, research.
They should die early. They should die early, like Val. All right. I don't wish death on anybody, but probably, but possibly Russ Burlingame. Yes, for sure.
Possibly.
Also, if you've missed our last show, you can also find us on your Stitcher app. Search Back to Tank. That is to your favorites. Thank you, and we will see you very soon.
Have you you missed an episode of DC on CW. If you have, this is what you've missed.
Yeah. Sure, son. And story over. Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
And scene.
Fuck, we're going to need like 35 more minutes of cape shit.
Oh, boy. Wow. Would that have been a doozy of an episode? Tell you what. Why didn't they just do that?
Training montage, cape.
Throw my cape now. Try to get some bad guys down on the ground and throw them up into the air and knock someone out. Really good on the improv.
I am beyond impressed right now.
I know.
Good job.
Good job.
Thanks, guys.
That would have been.
I don't even know what to do now. I feel like we're done.
Well, show's over.
Done.
Bye. Bye, guys.
Have a good night.
Mike, I got the next promo.
Don't miss DC on CW every week on Rain Man Digital, covering topics from Supergirl, The Flash, Arrow, and Legends of Tomorrow.
The Rain Man Show.
The Rain Man Show.
No.
What? I would eat.
We live.
Literally.
We do not live in a third world country.
I'm aware.
You don't need to eat your best friend when they die.
Stop.
And you don't need
eating
shit tarantulas.
You find in your backyard.
I would literally eat everything that I just listed off without a beat. If something is prepared in such a way that it is meant for human consumption.
Okay.
Is your bucket list just a menu?
Thomas, hold on a second. Better question. Andrew, if, let's say there were 7 or 8 people stranded on an island.
Mm-hmm.
There was no food, but there was like 9 of you.
Sure.
Okay. And you decided that Thomas Cowley, who died unfortunately in the accident, he didn't survive. Let's say you guys need food.
Yes.
And you
it's
found
a
way.
Party situation.
Donner dinner party.
You
right?
found a way to keep Thomas's body from decomposing. Let's say. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Survivor 1 chose to eat his arm.
Okay.
Survivor 2 ate his legs, and all that was left was a crispy dick.
You wonder why we're not going to be on air like syndicated.
I would go for a kidney, a heart, or a liver.
There's nothing else left.
Literally,
it's
just
a skeleton with a dick
survivor.
On it.
Survivors 1 through 12 picked it up.
Of the 9.
Yeah, you were the runt of the survivors. And all that was left was a meaty cock.
It is an extreme situation.
Okay, so we're going like a month,
for
3 weeks to
sake.
A month
yes.
without food. Yes.
You just admitted you'd eat Thomas's cock.
In an extreme situation where cannibalism is not off the table.
For more Rain Man, visit rainmanshow.com.
Have you missed an episode of DC on CW? Catch up on all of our discussions from Supergirl, The Flash, Arrow, and Legends of Tomorrow. Just search DC on CW on iTunes and Stitcher. You can also find it on the Rain Man Digital app. Just search Rain Man Digital from the iTunes App Store or Google Play.
You're listening to Rain Man Digital's DC on CW.
All right, guys, we're back. This Halloween, Rain Man Digital gets into the spirit of things with seasonal programming, Supernatural, Star Wars, Constantine, Batman, RPGs, and more. Keep your eyes peeled. These theme podcast episodes will be dropping randomly throughout the month of October via Rain Man Digital's stable of shows. Go to rainmandigitalmedia.com. for more details. All right, guys, we're back. We're going to jump right into what season are we on? 15, right?
Season 15, episode 74.
74. They went 74 episodes in this season. Anyway, no, just kidding, guys. Season 5, episode 1, Nora. This one was directed by David McWhorter, written by Todd Helbing and Sam Charlson. Those might be the easiest names I'll get all season. Thank God. Anyways, let's just start right off the bat with the biggest thing on our mind. Okay.
Should be the only thing on everybody's
only
mind.
Only thing on our mind here is fucking
Nora's
time.
Titties. It,
oh my God, they're so nice.
What?
Wait, what?
I made the notes. That's not what it says.
Oh, no. Okay, let's actually talk about one thing first before we get into Nora in general, is that I had to ask before we went live. I had to ask to make sure that she wasn't
underage.
Underage before I said that she was hot. So thank God I found out she's 2 years older than me.
He was definitely sweating.
I was sweating bullets, dude. Big time. Anyways, well, the real thing that's on our mind for the show and this season is time travel. Now, we're 5 seasons in. And how many times have we encountered with time travel? At least 4 out of the 5?
Maybe all.
Maybe all of them. So, and I told you this, Steve, earlier when we started with the news, is that with the character that we're covering with the show, Flash, time travel is a huge thing even in the comic books for him, right? So it's not without measure that that is a major topic for this season and a major topic for basically all the seasons that we've had so far. But this season is going to be different. And I think it's different because we have a family member, a daughter. And I think there's more repercussions here than what we've seen before. Not mm-hmm. only is she... Was she from 20, 30 years in the future? I think it was 30, right?
I thought it was less than,
it's less than that.
Is it less than that?
Well, yeah. 2024 is when he disappears.
Right, and we're in 20...
And so she has to be born before then.
Right, because she's 20-something
yeah.
in the show?
Well, that and just the fact of he can't have her after he's been gone.
That's typically not how that... That'd be an immaculate conception. Well, I don't think that would work.
If he put it into a
tube...
Well,
what if the speed midichlorians actually, impregnated... You know,
delayed sperm reactivation syndrome.
Yeah, exactly. It gets in there and it sits kind of like.
Sounds official, doesn't it, Steve? You want a story behind that? Yeah. I told my friend went down to Mexico once in high school.
Oh my God.
And this girl ended up pregnant like 3 months later and he had sex with her down there. And I told him that delayed sperm reactivation syndrome was a thing and that he might want to go talk to her.
Get the fuck out of here. You did not.
Swear to God.
That and might be one of the most amazing things I've ever heard.
You know me. I have a lot of useless knowledge in my head. So when I make up stuff, people believe it.
Late sperm activation.
Delayed sperm reactivation syndrome.
Wow.
Anyways. All right. So the season 4 finale, we got the bomb dropped on us, Nora. That it was Nora. That it was... Iris and Barry's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And they left us this 19 months, it feels like we've been gone, gap where, oh God, what is this going to do? And this first...
And she saves Barry,
right. So this first episode, we get to start right where we left off last season.
Yeah, which was cool.
I'm glad they did that. But we get our introduction to Nora as she basically tells the family, this is who I am, and elaborates on why she's here, sort of.
Interesting was the reaction with Barry and Joe seemed to be right away cool with it, but like the room in general was
kind of like, what?
Who are you? And there was a lack of trust initially. Well, like, are we getting the wool pulled over our eyes?
Right. And I think one of the things you have to understand about that, and this is kind of the way I looked at it, is Barry said it best. We've been lied to before. So right off the bat, it seems smart for them to be a little bit skeptical.
And DNA test the shit out of
her. Exactly.
I said the same thing when I was watching it. Like, immediately, Cisco, I need you to pull some blood, which they did. Yeah. But I didn't hear – nobody – they did sequence it, but that would have been my first thing. I would have been like, I need a DNA test. Make sure you're my baby. But I mean, she was a good, perfect blend.
Results are in. You are not the child. Yes.
Imagine that if they come in and we find out that it wasn't Barry's kid.
No.
That they've been lied. She's been lied to her whole life. That she thought Barry Allen was her dad. And
dude.
She structured her whole life. And Iris just got knocked up by Reverse Flash.
I was just gonna say Reverse Flash did it. phased into her vagina.
He phased right in there with some fucking delayed sperm fucking activation.
Reactivation syndrome.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's fucked.
That's what happened.
Hey man, sometimes you just gotta delay it in there, you know?
But she's really well cast. Like she legit looks like she could be a blend of the two
and
of them.
But it's funny is, you know, we found out that she's older than both Grant and Iris, right?
Is she older than Iris?
She's 34.
Right, but I don't know how old.
I think she's older than Iris. I think they're both young.
Yeah, that was the shocker for me last night when I looked it up.
Why'd you look it up?
Same reason you asked questions. I turned to call. I was like, she is gorgeous. And then I text Bob. I was like, this chick is smoking hot. My God. And then I'm like, I felt guilty.
You felt,
I
see?
Felt guilty.
See?
I felt guilty.
See? I wasn't
then
doing
it turned
that.
In a, she's attractive for a 16-year-old.
She's going to grow up to be a mighty fine-looking woman.
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree, though. In all joking aside, she's very well cast. She does look like the daughter of Grant.
She's a – it's almost like how I forget names. Ralph was last year, where it's a good add to the thing. It's a new mm-hmm. spark. It's a new right. joy. Like mm-hmm. you like when she's on, you know, her goofiness. Her
She has a quirky, fun personality yeah. well, and lightens the mood.
I think the other reason that I like it too is we get little quips, at least in this episode, we get little quips of the future and things that, you know, the Flash Museum and talking about things that we as comic book fans, we know are going to come to fruition eventually. And we always have to remember with this show, yeah, we're only five seasons in, but in the beginning, the first season, Reverse Flash sped up everything. He became Flash earlier than he should have. Mm-hmm. So you have to remember that all these things that as comic book fans that we want, the Flash Museum and certain characters and certain villains are far off.
Well, and that's the problem because she's so excited to talk to Dad and bond with Dad. Mm-hmm. She's just spilling all the beans. Yeah. And he even tells her, like, you can't say anything. And yeah. she's still just, she can't help herself.
Let me ask you this, though. He says that off the bat. And then he asks, well, what happens to me? Like, okay, hold on. Hold up.
I think that's where we get into this the weird time travel thing.
Yes. And that's, so that's one thing that was maybe the only downside to this episode is, like, let's think about the last five seasons we've had. Time travel has been a big, big, big issue. Barry has fucked up a lot with time travel, right? We have been angry at Barry for doing shit like this. But she gets kind of a pass here. That's kind of the way I felt.
Okay, so, she gets a pass, the daughter,
yes.
Nora?
But what about this whole, like, when Wally ran off to the Legends and we get this, like, nice loophole that they've inserted in that there's these soft historical moments in time.
Nice loophole retcon kind of, you know, oh, we can fucking get out of jail free yeah, card
it's
here.
Is it a new card?
Yes, absolutely.
Because we like for the you guys that don't follow Legends, we've had this discussion in Legends a lot, and that over there last season, one of the characters had a kid based on the fact that he made like what they call time aberrations. And that's where it was established right. over there.
Dr. Stein, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't want to ruin it. But.
Oh, too late. Oh, well. Spoiler alert.
Time is this similar to your delayed sperm thing?
Yes, basically.
Actually,
it's pretty fucking close.
Yeah.
But no, he went back and he changed something in the historical timeline that made him have a daughter because he fucked up at one point.
Butterfly effect kind of thing.
But and that's the weird thing is that they're basically pissing on the butterfly effect scenario that a butterfly can cause a wave that can cause a hurricane. And
whoa, wait a minute. He went back and made a daughter? We saw her daughter in the show.
Yeah, but that was because of a time aberration.
Yeah.
So he was fucking with the timeline.
Yes, and that's where this soft historical thing came from.
So they basically went in and retconned – we use the word retcon lightly. But they went back – because I don't have a better word because I suck at making up words. But they used they retconned this and said, hey, look, here's a get-out-of-free-jail card because now when we talk about time and we talk about the Legends who deal with fucking time travel on a daily show baseless.
Yeah.
And we talk about the Flash who every season has some kind of time travel imparted into it. There are certain aspects of the Arrowverse that have time travel and they've added they've implemented these things so that the season that they're on, they can get away with certain shit.
Yeah.
And I think, and I'm not saying I don't like this. I'm okay with it. And the fact that I'm okay with it. Now let's talk about Wally for a second. Okay. Wally's addition to this episode, I actually liked a lot.
Agreed.
And here's why. Beforehand, if this was Wally from two seasons ago, I'd be like, why the fuck is he even in this episode?
Yeah, and you guys missed out. This is the Wally that went to Legends.
Exactly. And that's why I'm okay with this, because now the person that's explaining time travel is the motherfucker that's been time traveling for the last season on Legends. The guy that should be somewhat, not an expert, but be somewhat educated on time travel and how it works. Mm-hmm. And for him to be the one explaining it, makes 100% sense.
Mm-hmm.
And dude, I'm going to tell you right now, and I only caught a couple episodes of Legends last season,
But goddamn, has Wally become an amazing character over there? And how many times have we seen that, though? Where, you know, he goes over and he comes back and he's valued now. I valued his presence in this episode, well, and I was 100% happy that he was in this episode.
He made some good points, too, when they were sitting around and he was sitting there with Joe and Nora having a chat, and Joe asked him his thoughts on things, and you could tell he was conflicted. Like, and he even said it. He wanted to be here with the team and help, but his desire was also to be – and the fact that Joe kind of did the dad thing was like, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
It was I feel more connected to that character now than I did before when he was a whiny bitch.
Yeah, he's not whiny anymore. No, he grew up.
He grew up. He grew in one season of writing.
It's amazing what writers do.
I was going to say.
Yeah. In one season of Legends, he grew the fuck up, you know, and he's trying to find himself, mm-hmm. which is, let's talk about finding yourself. Every fucking superhero goes through that. I don't give a shit who you are.
Yeah.
You know, every superhero goes through that stage of finding themselves. So for Wally to go from a whiny ass bitch that we hated, who we could have let him get killed by any of the villains, and we would have been like, man, whatever, to go on Legends for a season and come back in one episode. And I'm like, damn, dude, this is a different Wally. Mm-hmm. This is a way cooler Wally. Why is this not the Wally we got to begin with? But
writing.
Exactly. And but it also shows you that writing and taking a character that people didn't like and completely flipping and reversing him, you know, Missy Elliott and the shit out of him and turning him into. Yeah,
I got that reference.
You got. Oh, because I'm hoping you got that reference. To do that to that character and make him valued in one episode is amazing. And it but to have him be the one explaining time travel was awesome. I totally dug that.
So another scene where I think he his more grown up take as a character played really well was the whole airplane and the phasing, because he was confident in the situation for the most part. Where Nora was the one that
she's
wasn't.
New, yeah.
She's new. She was freaked out. I was freaked out. I turned to Nicole. I said, what's going to be funny is if they phase the plane, but they don't phase the people. And then all the people just smack up against the side of the building.
And the skyscraper.
That would have been great.
The other thing about that airplane scene was how it went back to the Reverse Flash from season one.
Oh, my God.
And,
that was so
and
awesome.
And using the old clip of
Wells.
Of Wells, mm-hmm. you know, and.
Oh. And he's speaking the dialogue.
Yes.
It was really
well
done.
Well done.
Yeah. Yeah. So I appreciated that with Wally because he was in a mature moment showing maturity. And
he showed – so it showed three phases of a superhero there. Mm. It showed Barry as the leader, as a seasoned superhero that he is now. He's season five. He should be a seasoned superhero.
Playing mentor
to Wally, who has been through some shit and is now a full-fledged superhero, mm-hmm. and doesn't and trust the mentor to
and
make
confident
that,
in and himself too.
Could make that. And you've got Nora, who is the new superhero – very unsure of who she is and how she
and shitting bricks
and shitting. Tell me you wouldn't be shitting bricks in that situation.
No, I got it.
But to see the three facets of superhero there is awesome, because how much of shit have we seen Barry go through in five seasons? To see him now playing that role of the seasoned superhero who knows what the fuck he's doing, mm-hmm. and is mentoring these two. Well, so say one, because I don't think, you know, Wally needs mentoring at this point, but being that kind of seasoned superhero to these two fledgling, it was such a cool scene to see three different phases of a superhero, mm-hmm. three different phases. And I keep using phase because they phased. It was really, really cool though.
Now I will say, I feel like in that scene, they didn't blow three or four episodes budgets, but they at least blew two on all that CGI, because it wasn't so polished that three episodes worth was blown. But it was
so King Shark's not coming back this season.
Well, now hold on, she said that, and I was going to talk about that later.
Oh my God,
yeah.
Dude, do you really? Okay, when she says, oh, when he fights Gorilla, I'm like, how the fuck are they going to afford that if that ever comes to fruition?
Well, that's why they only kind of did good on the plane.
Oh, because, is that what it was?
Yeah,
so they cut corners there so
budget.
They can have Grodd fight King Shark?
But God, I hope so.
I might be so erect, I might not even be able to. I might pass out.
Veiny Batwing?
No, no.
Oh my God, stupid.
So the other thing that she shows is the newspaper. And right, which right. always brings up this weird question for me. That newspaper should be the Marty McFly photo.
Should be disappearing.
It should be.
And it doesn't ever change. So is all this stuff even matter?
What if all this is supposed to
That's
happen?
The question I ask myself every day, Bob. Does any of this matter so at the end of the day?
Oh my.
What a dumbass.
All right.
But think about it this way. This is kind of, I had that thought too, Bob.
Like, the only thing we've ever really seen change is the iris byline.
The thing that I, in my head canon, okay, let's preface what I'm about to say with that, is that in my head canon, I feel like all of this shit that's happened has been the correct happening of things. That's why it hasn't changed that much. That's why the only thing that has been affected was the name of Iris and her and that changing. Everything else is happening to according to him disappearing. And that's why I think Barry is that much more scared. Think about it. If the paper had changed multiple times, that means they're doing it differently than what the leads up to that paper. Mm-hmm. Now that the paper has only changed once, that means he's heading directly in that fucking direction. Mm-hmm. So it makes it that much more scarier, right?
Mm-hmm.
That he, no matter what he does, he's going to end up disappearing.
Yeah.
So I think in my head canon, that's kind of the way I described it, or at least thought about it, Bob, because I thought about it the same way. I was like, dude, shouldn't that motherfucker be changing? They've changed so much.
Yeah. But when he thought he was going to lose to the Thinker, it should have changed, you know, because it changed when we thought Iris was going to die with Saboteur. So it's just like I always picture that as the and the only reason I even bring it up is because they mentioned Marty McFly here when they describe, you know, the time travel stuff.
I just maybe that's just the way I, you know, I thought about it overall was like because I had that same question is it should have changed, and I think it makes it a little bit more scary or tempting that maybe everything they've done is the right path towards that.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe it doesn't matter whether it's the right path or the wrong path. That's no matter what, their fate's sealed. Or is his this one fate
of like,
sealed.
Yes, that's one of those hard moments in time versus these soft moments in time. Right.
That's a good point. Maybe that's where they go with it.
No matter what.
You're in and up, you disappear. Which comes to another question to me is if that is the case, you can't change that.
Then why bother?
You know, where are we going? You know, like if that's the thought process and, you know, say the season's really good and we keep going and keep going, do we end up just going there and he disappears?
Well, like, that's the thing is
and that's the end of the series.
Yeah.
Well, 2024, I mean, Jesus, I'll be like 57.
I was just like, wait, that's not that far away.
But you know what I mean? That's a long way away if we ever get to the disappearing
point. Be 11 seasons at that point.
Yeah, right? Something like that.
Yeah,
and I think that's why they always put that date out there, that they knew that there's probably no chance in hell it's lasting that long.
Who knows, dude? People said that about other shows. So I just...
Would you end the show like that?
What, him disappearing?
Yeah.
Absolutely, because it'd almost be like Quantum Leap, where he wanted to get home, but...
That's like the exact... Because he never got home.
He never got home. He just disappeared.
That's some heavy shit right there.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Also showing Steve's age, Quantum Leap.
Quantum Leap is a great fucking show.
I used to watch that with my grandma when I was like
and
five.
Ryan's grandma's been dead for 34 years.
I still watch it when she's a ghost.
Oh god!
But I used to watch it. Dude, that show was dope.
I'm saying, man.
I just think that
the Squiggy, isn't that his name?
Yeah, the little fucking
little computer.
Yes, this isn't a Quantum Leap show, Steve.
I thought Squiggy was from. Laverne and Shirley.
Oh, wait, maybe that's right.
Ziggy. What the fuck is going on right now?
Time travel.
Oh, my.
We're showing how many TV references we can get wrong in 3 minutes.
And how old we are.
Yes.
So funny. I just think that in that's the way I describe it to my myself is that this maybe there isn't anything they can do to change that. They changed one little teeny microscopic. If you really think about that paper, Iris's name changing is the one small microscopic thing. Other than that, dude, it's
what we don't know is maybe the body copy is changing. We don't know. They haven't zoomed in that close.
Yeah,
I know one thing. They need to change the terrible CGI on the front of that fucking newspaper
and his suit.
Yeah, can like I just I don't know, man. If it lasts that long and they end it that way, then I guess I can't be upset. Like, if it lasts that long and he just fucking straight up disappears, then
it's the logical end.
It'd actually be pretty good if they did do that.
That he runs off and whatever makes him go away is what saves everybody. And then that's it.
Done.
Dunzo.
All right. Even if they fast forward.
DC, where's our check?
Yeah, I'll give you my address. Slide in those DMs, DC. Let's talk about one of my favorite scenes actually of this episode was Ralph and his explanation of the miniverse.
He was so excited.
He was so psyched, dude. He was so psyched. And everyone's face, dude, was just.
Honest to God, this is how I feel sometimes with our text messages between some of us when we sit there and be like, oh my God. And then it's like, yeah, I already know. And Steve just gives like the most bland answer in the world. I'm just like, I'm so excited about this. And Steve's acting like it's no big deal. Well, fuck you. Right? Like we all have those moments where we're so excited.
Yeah, like my face every time Steve sends an article that we've seen for a week, but he doesn't have Facebook.
He's not that bad anymore.
I know he's not, but when he used to do that where you didn't have Facebook and you'd send an article that I'd already seen from a week ago, and I just look, I'd be like,
oh, thanks. Well, lately it's been Bob sent them to me and I've seen it, but it's not, you know, it just, I don't know.
All right, well, that was a cool story.
You're like, okay.
Yeah, I just think, okay. You know, we've all had those moments where we are so fucking excited about something and you go to tell your friend who you know, and you tell them and they're just like, uh-huh.
Except for like me spoiling, Daredevil.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah, that was really fucking cool. Good job.
My bad.
But I just think that scene was funny because, A, can we talk about the fact that we actually have Ralph back? And I know Bobby was so hell-bent on that he was dead, that he wasn't coming back. And you were bummed about it, too. I know you were bummed because we all love Ralph.
I'm so glad he's back.
I'm so glad, yeah. No, he's definitely a character that needed to be added. As much as I hate expanding characters.
Yeah, when we don't, yeah. We have so many already.
Expanding characters.
But dumb.
Fuck. I just think I think that scene was Ralph in a nutshell. You know, we have to. I forgot. I forgot that the Thinker had taken over his body, so he didn't know any of this shit. Mm-hmm. You know, so like him saying it, I'm like, don't you know that, dude? Like, and then I'm like, oh no, dude, he wasn't fucking there for half of it. Yeah. Dude.
So like, good. He starts drawing it out almost like they did when they first started drawing it with Barry. I think it was drawing it out. And it's just like, yeah, been there. Thanks, buddy.
I think my favorite part was when he hits his head on the board and there's another fucking dot from like his forehead.
Yes, I saw that.
I was like, oh shit, he went all out. He actually just smashed his head against that board.
I just thought that was funny because how many times have we seen Cisco or Harry or whoever use the whiteboard? And for him to pull the whole whiteboard in the
room.
That was a straight up Men in Black. Like, hey man, you want to get down on this? Like, pull on the table. Like, he pulls the whole fucking thing and interrupts the whole goddamn conversation, starts drawing on the thing like he's fucking, you know, Einstein. And then he turns around and everyone's looking at him like he's fucking an idiot. Like, you know, dude, we knew about this two seasons ago. He's like, what? So it was a fun season or a fun scene to have Ralph kind of like, oh, you know, shit, you guys know about all this? Or even the same thing with his reaction with Killer Frost.
Yep.
You know, not knowing about Killer Frost, not knowing that he's technically the one that took away the power from her and not knowing. But I also like the fact that when he did find that out, he went kind of out of his way to help.
Yeah.
Like, what can I do to help her? And he went out of his way to give. Did we ever find out what's in the envelope?
Which is 180 degrees from how he was when his character was first introduced.
Absolutely.
I mean, the character arc on Dibny is insanely well written.
He's probably, in the last two seasons, one of the best characters we've gotten out of any of the shows.
Yeah.
I'll be 100% with that. But to see him bend over backwards for Caitlin, do we ever see what was in the envelope?
No, he just
said that it's a more questions, some answers and some more questions, right?
Yeah. And, you know, so,
oh no, we did. It was the death certificate.
Yes.
That's that, right.
It was fake.
It was a fake death. Yes. So we find out that, you know, Caitlin's dad's death technically faked, I guess, at this point. I mean, is that kind of what
we can assume?
We can assume
something's
right?
up.
I think
What I really want to know is, does Caitlyn's story arc tie into the main storyline this year? That's something that we've kind of, with her shift to being half Caitlyn, half Killer Frost, we've kind of wanted her to be more forefront, because we do like Killer Frost, and Caitlyn's become more of a character. And we always make the joke about her falling on Dick, but in the last season or so, she's evolved from that, right? Mm-hmm. Last season, we didn't see that be a main topic for her. Killer Frost was the main topic. Mm-hmm. So now, do we see her story arc this year tie into the main storyline?
You ready for my first prediction?
Oh, shit. We're getting our first... Oh, my God.
Her brother is the big bad.
Where is the big
bad? Of the season or the big bad that they introduced for next week? Is that one in the same?
Yes.
Are we assuming that's one in
I'm
the same?
I'm assuming that's one
do
in the same.
Do we know who that big bad is?
Yeah,
we
we'll get into it. We'll break it down after our little live read there. But
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a cicada.
Cicada, that's right.
And I if they do it right, that I would love to see that, you know, we don't know how she was made per se. We know that she was born with it. And if you want to tie it back and have some kind of like emotional thing, find out that her dad and then she has like family out there of other metas. And I know that's probably a little bit of a freaking stretch.
Right.
Because I know they're not like comic book related or anything really. But I would love to see that kind of somehow her tie into like the main storyline of why this guy's coming after Barry and they're, you know, finishing off bad guys and all that other stuff. I mean, somehow tie it together that way.
That'd be cool.
Because if not, it's just like, oh, you're my dad. What's the big deal?
Right.
And then have the struggle of like, oh, this is part of my family. What's going on?
That's actually a good – your predictions are always good, though. So, you know, your speculations are typically good, and then they shit on us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Did you know that Rain Man Digital now offers a premium service? That's right. Besides the weekly free broadcast, Rain Man Digital now offers a premium service. And when you pledge to our Patreon page, you automatically become a subscriber. So it's easy. The premium service includes video content plus additional exclusive shows like Star Trek From the Holodeck, Comic Book Chaos, this show, DC on CW, Supernatural to Crossroads, and more. Head over to patreon.com/rainmandigital and sign up today. Since we're on the topic of cicada, you know, we got an article here from Comic Book. The Flash, who is Cicada? Final moments of the episode, we saw, obviously, the villain of the week, Gridlock, being transported down the road in a high-security van, and obviously Cicada comes and, you know, kills him. I just hit the mic because I haven't done this before. And I just whacked the shit out of it.
I was like, did his head hit the mic? I can't see him.
So anyways, for the uninitiated or some of that don't know, David Hirsch, Cicada, or it's played by Chris Klein, the newest big bad to grace the Flash. With around 20 DC Comics appearances to his name, here's what you need to know about the villain. David Hirsch debuted in Jeff Johns and Scott Collins' The Flash Volume 2, number 170, an issue which gave him a pretty unique origin story. An architect and Catholic preacher in the early 1900s, Hirsch had a tendency to get paranoid and violent, which led him to abusing his wife. Sounds like a lovely guy. Hirsch then murdered his wife, Elizabeth, something that filled him with deep regret and brought him to the brink of suicide. During the suicide attempt, Hirsch was struck by a bolt of lightning, which gave him the power of immortality as long as he absorbed the life forces of others. This guy sounds like a piece of work. Hirsch was able to use his immortality for almost a century before learning about the similarities between his and the Flash's accidents that led him to working under the name Cicada and amassing a cult of followers that became motivated to kill those saved by the Flash. Cicada was then able to kidnap the Wally West version of the Flash, which gave him enough power to be able to resurrect his wife. Elizabeth's resurrection was short-lived, as Cicada refused to believe he was the one who murdered her and absorbed her life energy through a kiss. He was then stopped by Wally, and shortly after passing some of the immortality powers onto Jared Murillo. So this guy is a fucking asshole. Can we just straight up say that? I mean, how close do you think they stick to this?
I don't think they'll get into any kind of religious type thing.
Well, religious is for sure not happening.
I don't think they'll... Steve, you think different?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe.
I don't think he's going to be like a century-old type person.
I just want to let you guys know.
Me neither.
That straight up, seeing Chris Klein play a villain, the dude that was a sensitive guy.
So that's what just blew my mind. Bob gave me a look because I pulled it up and because I didn't know who was playing him. And then I was like, that name sounds familiar. And I'm like,
you looked it up?
It's the dude from American fucking Pie.
Yeah.
Oz, Ostriker.
Yeah. Well, so, like, if you really think about it.
So now we know who's next on the circuit of American Pie people that goes to Wizard World all the time.
I just.
Chris Klein.
When I read that, I was like, wait, what? You're going to have the guy who's been this all time. I mean, maybe he pulls a shit off. I don't know. But.
He looked pretty creepy at the end there.
I know, but he didn't say anything.
He looked like a raver.
It's his voice.
Dude.
Like.
He did look like a raver.
Yeah, I was waiting for him to pull that light.
It looked like a Fortnite skin.
It did look like a Fortnite skin. Where was he going to start chopping down trees, dude?
That was what he was holding in his hand.
He was going to build a wall with that, dude? What the fuck? Until we hear him talk, I don't want to pass judgment on
because
how he looks.
Like his acting is like that throws everything off about anything he's ever done in this past. Is like, oh, God,
dude.
What?
Man, sometimes girls want to be sensitive.
My hand's down my pants and I'm touching my penis.
Sometimes, you know, like, sometimes girls want a sensitive guy.
I'm going to go sing.
Yeah.
Gosh.
That's him. So, like, I'm waiting.
Scooby Doo bop bop.
Oh, my God.
God, Flash, we're so much alike, but so different.
Oh, my God.
I'm getting lightheaded talking like this, so my head might hit the microphone next.
Maybe he's got some canned heat we haven't seen yet.
Maybe they get Tony Todd or somebody to do his voice.
What if the mask is just a, you know, he come.
I'm
just,
really lightheaded.
I know. Are you okay? Like you look like you might pass out. What if the mask is just temporary, dude? Obviously, look, we've seen how many big bads have we seen where they start with a mask, right? And then halfway through the big reveal happens and they never put a goddamn mask on again.
Maybe, but this could be a case where no one cared who he was until he
put
on the mask.
Oh, shut
the
fuck up. Oh, my God.
Bah, 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 bah.
Thanks, fucking Bane. Terrible, terrible joke. I just think that I'm excited to see him play something other than, like, what Bob's fucking five-minute rendition of fucking American Pie. I'm excited for him to play something different, but I'm not going to pass judgment on the way he looks. Obviously, he will evolve. If he's the big bad of the whole entire season, he will evolve, right? I hope they're not doing a Tobias Church swervy McSwerverson on us. They don't get a dude like Chris Klein to come in and play a bad guy if he's not the bad guy of the season, right? Or are they going to...
He could just be like a three-episode arc.
God, I hope. I kind of hope not.
Well, the weird thing is we won't know what the big bad unless he gets eliminated, because a lot of times with Flash, the big bad comes and goes throughout the season and we never fucking see him.
That's a good point. That's a good point. So what are his power? Like, he has that fucking lightning bolt thingamabobber. Can he charge that up? Is that what he was doing?
I think that's what he was stealing life force. But it looked like he was doing it based on...
Like, sucking, like, energy out of them?
Well, it almost kind of goes along with, you know, like, what's another person, like...
Shang Tsung?
No, well, not even that, but somebody that kills bad guys that other superheroes leave. Because that's what he was doing.
Vigilante?
Well, yeah, but we've seen other people, I think, wasn't it an Arrow? You know, wasn't somebody going out popping all the people, and that's how we got Prometheus, technically? Because they thought that Arrow was killing them, but it wasn't Arrow, it was Prometheus, because he didn't think these people should live anyways.
I think, yeah, you're right. I think it is Prometheus.
You know, but it just seems like, you know, that's what he was doing, is that he is on that vigilante side of, like, if Flash was bad. And I hope we don't go that angle where, like, people like, well, Flash is killing him because he has a lightning bolt.
Oh, I don't want that either, yeah. Dude. We already got fucking Oliver in jail. I don't need...
Well, we already had Barry in jail, too.
That's true, we did. I don't want to see that shit again, dude. After this Arrow season, can we stop seeing our fucking superheroes in jail? Like, what's next? They're going to put Supergirl in jail? Like,
impossible.
Yeah, like, come on, guys. Like, can we just stop that bullshit?
Unless Flashpoint. Really happened.
Let's just put her in the Phantom Zone and she'll be floating around in a pane of glass. That's her jail.
Kneel before Zod. I just don't want to see this shit anymore. Like,
if I was to give you names, Chris Klein would never come up as like a big bad.
Absolutely not. And if you were talking about anyone from that movie that could play a big, like, let's talk about American Pie. Hold on.
Let's just, because, you know, like you said, American Pie casts. Let's just look at the cast who could play a big bad. Chris Klein would definitely not be anyone from this movie that I would ever think would be.
Tara Reid.
Dude, I saw her at San Diego Comic. She could play a villain. She looks haggard.
That's my point.
She was in an elevator with me, and I swear to God, dude, she looked terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she might have sucked my soul out. Like, that's how scary. Well,
that's what I was going to ask you. What witch would she play?
Okay, let me look here. No, dude. Maybe Sean William Scott? Maybe?
But what about the guy that played the nerdy kid that fucked Stifler's mom? I could see him being a real creepy-looking dude.
That Eddie K. Thomas. He was Finch.
Finch. He could
play a weird, creepy dude. Yeah, I guess that. Yeah. I just think if anyone that you would look at this cast, maybe Sean William Scott. Maybe.
And the only thing that he really, again, it's his size that helps. Yeah. Because
right,
he is
because he's a big dude, right?
He would have been a good cast had they not had Robbie Amell. He could have played Firestorm. Because he has that build, kind of has that.
Well,
look.
He has that charismatic too. As
yeah, Firestorm, you know, he could have pulled that off.
Yeah,
I look at him when I look at Chris Klein. I think just Friends when he plays the douchebag, fucking EMT guy. That's what I see, dude. So I don't know. Maybe he pulls this off, dude. You know,
but at least he's, again, going back to my whole Caitlyn thing.
Yeah.
I mean, he's our age, like as me and Steve.
Yeah.
And so he could technically be a sibling, a brother, something like that.
Right.
Or
right.
Even if what if he ends up being her dad and he's immortal?
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay.
And they go with the, you know, because the immortal is part of it.
Yeah, they go with the immortal.
And the reason they say he's dead is because he left because he didn't want to ruin her life or something.
Well, how many times have we seen in any type of immortality show or TV or movie where the one character loses someone or has to give up on someone because they are immortal and they have to leave or that person dies?
And he came back because he noticed that. The thinker was fucking with his daughter and she mm-hmm. lost her powers and Barry yeah. wasn't doing what he was supposed to do.
So,
and now he's going around cleaning up Barry's messes because he's not willing to do with what to protect his daughter.
So
bam, done.
Jesus Christ, dude. Can you
see you next season?
Hey, can we just get this guy a writing room role? Like, Jesus Christ. Like, come on. Come on. Come on.
I'm out of here.
I'm out.
So they made a Lego minifig of Cicada.
Already?
Apparently at some point. Check it out.
Dude, look at that beard.
That's what's missing.
That's a hell of a beard.
He's missing the beard.
It's your beard, Bob, but white.
My beard's getting there. If I shave next time, it's coming back white.
One day.
Okay, so now that we've talked about Cicada, and not the stupid bug that is really annoying, but let's talk about Barry's new suit. Our last topic.
Let's start from the beginning of Barry's new suit to where they said he was anorexic. Did you see that?
Yeah.
He posted like a selfie of him in the new suit.
Oh, right. On Instagram.
Yeah, and everybody's like, you need to eat a sandwich.
But then he kept making jokes throughout the episode about them not fitting.
Yeah.
Like, okay, was that written in after the fact?
Probably,
or?
Because remember, he sent out a test shot.
Right, right.
That'd be funny.
Like, we gotta put it in there.
I think... What I liked about this is, A, we effectively got rid of all the old suits in one go.
Well, yeah, every time we kept putting them on, they were getting damaged
fucked
and
up,
ripped.
Right? So we effectively got rid of all the old suits. I personally think the new suit looks fucking amazing.
I like it.
I think it looks slick.
But to me, it looks slick, but it's how we got the introduction to it. That's what...
We've been waiting for the ring for how long?
5 seasons.
Yeah.
Because they had the reverse
Four
flash
seasons.
Ring.
Yep, yeah. Yep, yep. So when she whipped that out, she just came prepared with it, which was interesting. She had it on her person. But just to pull that thing out, like I squeed. Yes, Nicole, I squeed. I was waiting for it when she pulled it out of her pocket.
I was kind
of
psyched about it too.
Dude, and that thing came flipping out of there. Oh my God.
It's about time we got that.
Oh my God, it was so beautiful.
All of us were like... For the love of God, like, can we just get this now? Especially after we saw the reverse flash.
use it.
Mm-hmm. We thought we'd get it before now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course.
And for him to speed into it while it's kind of floating and draping in the air, and he sped into it and it was on. And
it just looks good on him, dude. It's very streamlined. It looks very accurate to the comic books. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone was bitching and moaning about it not having a chin. Oh, yeah, Grant Gustin doesn't have a chin for a no chin cow.
Well, no, and I think that's why you look like if you go with anything, and that includes probably me and Ryan with our beards. Yes. When we shave, people realize, oh my God, you guys aren't as fat as you look.
It's very true.
You know what
dude.
I mean? Because all of a sudden my chin went from my nipples to my actual chin. And so my face doesn't look as long, so you don't look as fat.
Right.
So it's one of those things. And I think that's what I don't like about it is because for me, like I always think of Flash having that when they draw it, it's a strong
jawline.
Jawline. Yeah. And that's what you lost with the Grant. You know,
it looks a little top heavy too. He kind of gets a little bit of a bobblehead look if you look at some of the stills of it. It's a little bit of a bobblehead because there's nothing framing that bottom piece to balance it out.
Balance it out anymore.
And then right in his neck area where it creates the V, it's a different material too. It's a completely different material than the
which
rest
is
of the
weird,
suit.
Like. Because let's play devil's advocate here because I like the Justice League Flash costume. And again, no chin thing on.
You like that thing?
I thought it looked cool, man. Okay. It made sense. No chin on the Ezra Miller costume either. So, and he doesn't have a very strong jaw. He looks like he's 12. Like,
but it could be
he's got a stronger jawline than Grant. Like if it's framed better, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'll get used to it. It's not like a big deal. It's just, again, it's something that I did notice, especially when they brought up the skinny thing. You know, it's because you're missing part of his face.
Yeah. Well, and the still, too, looking at it now, with the, like, it kind of looks like a Cap helmet.
Yeah.
It does look like the Avengers Cap helmet.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it looks like. I don't know. I'm just looking at old images of the Flash in the comics, and, you know, the newer drawings look like, you know, he's got the little chin piece. And the older drawings, he has no chin piece.
Well, this is getting us back to basics.
Right, back to – well, it's very, very simple suit.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a bunch of weird abs and shit, you know, built into the goddamn suit, which most superhero suits now, you know –
built in muscle.
Built in muscles.
Thank you, Mike Keaton.
Right. So now, you know, it's very, very accurate, I think, to the original comics. Obviously, besides the lightning bolts on his, you know, the wrists and the –
Yeah, well, yeah, and you're
shit.
Not getting the
right. You're not getting the
wings,
which I like, but you know, some people don't. But I think at the end of the day, as an upgrade, I always had a problem. And you know, when he puts the old suit on at the very like the when he puts it on, you can clearly tell that that's not a fucking cowl hanging off the back of his head. And I always had a problem with that as a person who does costumes, a person who does when I see a leather cowl and then he puts it on and it's a fucking urethane. I'm like, come on, bro. We obviously know that you're not taking off. Like, give me a fucking break. At least when in Dark Knight Rises, when Bane beats the living fuck out of Batman, the cowl breaks and you can legitimately see that it's like, you know what I mean? Like with this, he goes to put up the leather hood and then all of a sudden it's a fucking cowl. Like that always is a pet peeve for me. So with this suit, at least it somewhat looks like it's made out of a material that's not leather.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So it looks like a straight up suit, right? So at least I don't feel like he's putting a leather hood on and then it turns into a cowl. I always had a problem with that. I don't know. Maybe I'm just nitpicky, but I always thought that was stupid. But other than that, dude, I think the suit looks cool. I think it's very simple. It's very much the Flash. And maybe it will evolve throughout the season. Who knows? Who knows?
No, there's nothing wrong with it. It was...
People on the internet are stupid.
Well, no, and I just... we get upgrades every year.
Right.
I mean,
right.
It's just what they do because, again, you got to sell new bobbleheads.
So
new,
when are we going to get, like, muscles
figures,
in the suit? So
new Funko.
Yeah, you got to new merchandise, bro.
Exactly. So
DC Collectibles needs to make new statues. Come on.
Yeah, you can't do it every year if it's, like, the same suit. So
yeah.
We all know what marketing goes into these things.
Yeah, we're not dumb. Well, we're dumb, but we're not that dumb. All right, let's do final thoughts on the episode, what we're excited for the season. Who wants to go first? You know what? I'm going to go first because... Because
it's my show.
Because it's my show. I this was a very, very good season premiere. I was thoroughly entertained. I got very excited about the season and what we have to come.
I didn't think I was going to be very interested in the Nora storyline or the his daughter storyline, but this episode changed my mind.
Agreed.
Was it Sway?
It was Shui. It was very Shui.
Goddamn.
That was stupid.
Theory on where that comes from is Feng Shui.
Okay, man, whatever you say.
That's my theory. I could be wrong, but I'm just throwing that
Stop
out
trying
there.
To make fetch happen, Steve.
God damn it.
That's the first thing I thought when she said Shui.
Exactly, same thing in my head. But I wasn't very excited for the season at the finale last year. I didn't think I'd really give a shit about his daughter, but I really do. And I think it all comes down to what you said earlier, Steve, that they casted her very well, you know, because we only got quips of her last season. So now I'm very excited to see where she goes. Plus, I don't mind looking at her. Don't shake your head because you know you feel the same way. But I am excited. Now, as far as the Cicada villain and Chris Klein thing, I'm still on the fence about that one. And we'll see where that goes. I think he looks cool. And I think the knife, the lightning bolt knife thing that he has is cool. So we'll see how he develops.
If he turns out, if they turn out that they've changed the backstory of the character and he's just another speedster.
Yeah, I don't want that either. I absolutely want, like Bob said, stay with
the immortal.
I want the immortal thing. The immortal storyline is fucking boss.
It would be perfect if he fell in love and then he's not aging, so he had to leave.
Well, the only other.
What if he falls in love with Caitlin?
That's creepy.
That's gross.
I know.
The only other immortal that we've had was Vandal Savage, who again was a cool character. So I think the immortal storyline makes sense. So I am excited. I do want to see that. I would like to see also too Caitlin evolve more as a character. I don't want to see her fall back into her old norms. I want to see this whole Caitlin Killer Frost thing expand. And
that's why I wanted to tie it back to
the main storyline.
Because if not, it's just rogue.
It's a background thing. Right.
Yeah.
So other than that, that's what I want. More Ralph. That's about the only other thing I can really say, oh my God. More Ralph and Cisco interacting.
Yeah.
I want those two to interact because those two are the two that make me laugh the most. And that's what I want to see. I am excited. This episode made me excited for the season. I wasn't really that excited until I saw this episode and I saw the potential with Nora and the quips and things that she came up with that – you know, giving us kind of a glimpse into the future of the Flash if it goes that far. So I am excited. We'll see where it goes. I don't know how you guys feel, but
I'm excited to see Cisco try to bang Barry's daughter. I think we saw the seeds. We saw the seeds
he
being
to plant
planted.
Some seeds, huh?
Yeah, he was really, really. You could
so
tell.
If she's from the future but not born yet, is it like statutory?
Oh my God. Now we're asking the real questions here, okay? Now we're at. So, Barry.
I banged a chick that isn't born yet.
What if I might have
if I banged
fucked
a chick,
your daughter?
If I banged a chick that's not born yet.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. If he bangs her and impregnates her and she goes back to her future, what happens then? Does the baby come out already aged, like full grown?
We are asking the hard-hitting questions.
Hard-hitting questions.
On DC on CW Flash Edition.
So I'm excited about him banging out her, and I'm also excited because she mentioned King Shark, and I waited all goddamn season last season to get more King Shark, and they even said on online articles, the writer said, or the special effects guy said it was going to happen. He even said it on Kevin Smith's podcast. It didn't happen, so there better be some damn King Shark.
What's going to happen if there's no King Shark this season for you?
Nothing. Season 6, you'll go, I want King Shark.
I want King Shark. I will keep saying it until I get more of it.
What about you, Babo?
So I was worried probably the first 20 or 30 minutes of this show because I was like, if Barry Allen doesn't know he's dead or something's wrong with him and this show continues and ends, I am going to be angry and I'm going to get on this microphone and go, you are a fucking idiot. That you can't tell by the way she was acting that something's wrong with you. Like, you know, the way she was
skirting around
and just like pining to be with dad and really not giving a shit about mom. I was worried that we're going to get through the whole episode and that they were going to drag out that whole thing and figure out that something, you know, Barry, I'm like, Barry, you are one of the smartest superheroes in the universe here. You should be able to put, you know,
Two and two together
and figure out, oh, she's so obsessed with me because I wasn't around. And mm-hmm. she was dropping hints, and I was so glad that they tied that up, because if not, I was going to come.
You were going to be angry.
Angry, because it was like it was so obvious that something was wrong.
To me, the Flash Museum would have been a big indicator that, you know, sure, there's museums sometimes erected in a positive fashion, but usually when something is erected, like the statue from Arrow.
Like my dick, every time it gets erected, it's a bad thing.
No, I meant the Laurel statue.
It's a
statue.
Museum stuck behind glass and never used.
Right, right.
you miss me? But the museum I could have got away with only because we've had Flash Day. They've, you know, celebrated him 25 years in the future.
Yeah.
I could believe it.
That makes sense.
You know, without. But the fact that she was like, I studied the Flash Museum. Why would you ever have to study a parent unless they weren't around?
You didn't know the parent, yeah.
And so I was worried that that was going. So I'm glad they tied that up because it made the episode a lot better for me. Mm-hmm. Because, again, I'm going with, like, don't drag this out, don't drag this out, don't drag this out.
Well, now, that they didn't drag that out. You know what they're going to drag out, right? That he's not going to tell Iris.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's what they're going to drag out. Because on any of these shows in the Arrowverse, we can't tell the truth.
Or when she finally finds out, she's going to be pissed.
She's
going to
be shway.
So no, shui, that's the opposite of shui.
No. Oh, she's going to be non-shui. Wait, not, feng shui?
No. Wait. Not how this works.
I'm so confused.
This is what happens when old people try to use future words.
God damn it. But you know that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, she's going to be pissed.
It's going to
be
a theme for at least half the season that she doesn't know.
Or be upset.
Or that.
Because I get that all the time. I'm called Disneyland Dad. Because Harley, like, thinks I'm all fun.
She thinks you're the, like, the
Have you made Deb out to be the bad guy?
No, Deb makes herself out to be the bad guy.
Bob's the prince.
I'm Disneyland.
Daddy's like, you want ice cream? You want candy?
No, it's not even that. It's just I'm a lot more, like, just soft with my daughter of, like, discipline. Not necessarily discipline.
Why is he so mean to me then?
Because you're not my daughter.
But I'm like, he's going to balance his life out somehow.
He's going to make me feel like an asshole.
I'm trying to keep your dick behind glass, sir.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, and I think that's where the resentment's going to come. It's like, why doesn't she love me as much as she loves you?
Oh, man. Wow, this got fucking dark.
You could just tell she wants the daughter mother-daughter relationship to be there so bad, mainly because probably she didn't have one. And so she's going to be stretching the whole season going, you know, I'm going to be the mother to my daughter in the future that my mother to me in the present never was.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That whole time I thought you were talking about Deb.
I did too.
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
I did too.
That's why I said it got dark in here. I was like, fuck.
Oh, my God.
Okay, like, Jesus. You were talking about Iris.
All right, let's close this out.
Okie dokie. My dick went back inside me. That was scary.
That wasn't that far then, huh?
No, it went a quarter of an inch in. All right, guys, so that's going to do it for today's DC on CW, the Flash edition. Remember, you can always catch any past and future DC on CW episodes through the Rain Man digital app. Follow us on Twitter at DC on CW, Facebook.com/DC on CW, Instagram, DC_on_CW. And if you want to watch us on Twitch, follow us, twitch.tv/RainmanDigital. Head over there. We will be doing, I think, all of our shows.
All of our shows will be live all season.
You can come look at our ugly ass faces.
And watch Ryan react when we make stupid ass comments.
Yeah. So with that, guys, we will be back next week.
People want cuddles.